I first began logging, it was from daylight till dark. There were no certain hours specified. It was from the time we could see high until we couldn't see high. And in other words, we had to care for our stock after it was dark. If we had pens on the swamp, why, we had to care them, unyoke the oxen, unhitch the mules or horses, and put them in their pens and the cows in theirs, and they were fed. And many times it was 8:30 before we'd get home at night.
So you'd average about how many hours a day in the summer?
And then in the summertime, we would average at least 10 hours every day, sometimes 12.
Good, not. But how many in the winter?
And in the winter, it was from 9 to 10 hours through the winter. It depend on how cold it was and how much rain we had had that would maybe get the ground too soft to where the equipment wouldn't hold up. And of course, we'd have to hold off until it dried some. A lot of times the streams would overflow and we'd have to wait until they went down before we could get back into the swamps again.
Now, I believe you're retired now, but if you were telling me about some very interesting hobbies you have, what are some of the things that you make?
Well, the hobbies at present is making knives of all types.
Tell me about that.
The little paring knives, the regular butcher knives that we use in the kitchen, and scout knives like the kids use for their hunting and fishing, and the skinning knives that the guys use for dressing out their deer or cows, just whichever they come to, and fillet knives that are built for particularly filleting fish. They don't have to be as wide, but they have to be a little longer because of maybe the width of some fish is pretty wide and you want your blade to go all the way through to do good filleting.
You mentioned yesterday, would you tell me how to lay the fish like that?
You can take, say, a crappie. A lot of people call them white perch. The proper name is a crappie. And they're pretty wide, and the best way to fillet those is to cut right down behind the gills into the meaty part until it hits the backbone. And then turn your blade flat and let it work toward the tail of the fish. And let it like at least a half an inch go into, in other words, from cutting out, and turn that fillet over and hold to the bony side and let your knife slide between the skin and the meat. It separates the skin and leaves nothing but the rib bones and a fillet on both sides of this crappie. You can do the same thing with a bass or a catfish, any species, except a jack or a sucker. And they have forked bones, and you have to hack them, and we don't fillet them. We hack them a quarter of an inch apart all the way down. On one side, turn them over, and do the same thing on the other side. That is after they have been scaled and gutted. Then about every fourth cut, quarter inch cut, you take off a block. And then you'll make four more cuts and take off another block. And then cutting that jack or the sucker a quarter inch apart all the way to the backbone on both sides, straight across, not up and down, straight across. You cut those forked bones in two to where when you fry them, you don't notice the bones are there because the hot grease will crisp that little bone until you just don't realize it's there. Then a lot of those